It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
So, what's that? Your beautiful baby son is 18 now. He's ready to graduate from high school, and his career ambitions are something you have zero desire for him to go into. How do you handle this, Mom? That's coming up a little bit later on in the podcast. Imagine you're just minding your own business.
Walking through the woods of Louisiana.
And out comes a screaming naked woman with an axe.
Wielding an axe at you. How do you even talk to the police without having to try and convince them that that actually happened? But it did go down for a guy in Louisiana. But I wanted to open it up for people that saw somebody naked and it just wasn't supposed to be. You were out in public. There is a house that is right off 3rd. We had a coworker that was renting it. She worked here and she had a small son. Her husband was a truck driver. And do you remember when this happened?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Audrey.
I don't remember.
Long time ago. So she's like, can you please, I have a meeting at work. Can you just come and watch my son?
Now I remember.
And I said, sure. She's like, he's going to be napping. I literally just need you to sit there, hang out on your phone for like an hour. I'll be right back. So I go and I hear some like movement in his room. So I kind of crack it open, pop my head in, and he was just moving around. He was still sleeping. By the time it took me to walk to his bedroom door and come back, there was a woman that lived upstairs. This was like a duplex. She had come down the stairs totally naked, sitting in this recliner, spread eagle. And I was like, oh. I said, where did you come from? And she was like, I live upstairs. What are you doing here? Like, I was the one that was out of place.
Did you figure her to be high or drunk?
No, she was a vulnerable adult.
Oh.
I think that she should not have been living on her own.
Got it.
And then I was trying to get a hold of our coworker. I'm like, you got to come back home because your neighbor is naked. She's not leaving your living room.
This woman's deflowering your lazy boy.
Not answering her phone, not answering her text, nothing. She must have left her phone in her office. And then she goes to this meeting. And so I was like, I'm going to have to call the police because this woman is like, she needs help. You know, it wasn't me just trying to convince her to go back upstairs. And then we went upstairs living in filth. It made me so sad that that's what she was living in that whole time. So she definitely needed help. But that's, I think, the last naked person that I saw out in public.
Catherine, you got a good naked story for us?
Well, I don't know if I can get to Kat's story there.
Well, let's give it a shot.
I do. When we were about 10, we were at one of those softball games for the All City, and me and my sister were sitting there, and we looked back, and the guy had his hanging out of his shorts.
No way!
And instead of telling anybody, instead of telling anybody, we ran around and got all of our friends to look too.
Oh my God! That's like the story I told JJ. This guy. And I think he did it on purpose at the local aquatic center in my hometown. And we only had pair of goggles amongst all six of us. And so we were like, okay, now it's my turn. Give me the goggles. And I'm sure he was just loving it. So what do you do when you look behind him? Did he get the sense that he was being watched and should put it away?
Do you think he knew?
He was a pervert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now that I'm 40 and can really look back, I think he was just a pervert because he was definitely hanging there.
I have a couple of pair of short shorts, but not that short. You know what I mean? Like, I think you have to go to try to do that to do it.
You never hear about this with girls, right? You never hear like a woman just hanging there with her breast out so people can check it out.
I don't think girls are as big of perverts as guys.
Yes.
That's the biggest problem.
My point.
Hey, thanks, Catherine. Appreciate it. I'm really, really excited to get to Gretchen's story because, Gretchen, this is about a naked Gretchen.
Yeah.
Okay, break it down. What happened?
Okay, I had a best friend in Mound, Minnesota, on Lake Minnetonka, right? And we were like 10 years old, and she says, Gretchen, I dare you to get naked and run around the house. I was like 10 or 11. I said, sure, I'll do it. I did it. And then I was like, I was with another friend. I was about the same age, and she goes, come on, Gretchen, let's go out to the street and let's moon some people. I did. I mooned and showed my butt.
You know, you only live once. That's a YOLO right there. You didn't hurt anybody. It's funny.
No. I mean, the neighbors probably saw, but we were just 10 or 11, and who cares when you're that age, right?
Yeah.
But that was, you didn't have anything else to do besides get naked and run around the house? Like, that seems like so low on the list of, hey, you guys want to have some fun today stories for me?
That's so weird, because when I was 10, those are the kind of dares we did, too. That's weird.
Ours was like, hey, do you want to throw one of these shingle chunks at a truck or something like that? And you guys are like, let's take off all our clothes and run around.
Yeah, that's what separates.
Oh, my God. You know what we did? We egged houses.
Yeah.
We put toilet paper in the trees.
Yeah.
We sprayed beer on the houses and on the garages. And, oh, you don't want to hear another story. It was really bad what I did.
Yeah, play out. Break it down. We got time.
Oh, my God. Well, it was Lisa Armstrong. This is Mound. This is Mound, Minnesota.
She appreciates using her last name. Yeah.
She was the one that, there was five of us girls with her in the tent for the night. She said, let's go to that stuck-up girl's house and just throw rocks at her house. I threw the biggest rock. The whole big bay window smashed.
Oh, and guess what?
She went, oh, my God. And she was in front of me at class the next day. In my, I think it was homeroom or something, and I had to keep a straight face when she was telling her friends about it.
Oh my God.
That's vandalism.
We're not laughing anymore.
Vandalism.
You're the only one laughing.
Lisa was the one that got five of us girls to all throw rocks, but I threw the biggest one because I thought, oh, she's so stuck up. She thinks she's all that. And no, but yeah.
Oh my God.
The big, huge bay window smashed.
Gretchen, remind me never to make you angry. Good morning, Phoenix. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well.
Thanks for being on the show. Tell me about your naked story.
Okay, so this one's a little wild and a little scary at a point there.
Okay.
But so I was at a festival.
You can't do this to me.
Another person at this festival was a fire performer as well. And they were very good, and they were spinning poi and doing all that thing. Well, they were a little... they're a little more intoxicated than they should have been and wearing the wrong type of clothing. One of the secrets of fire performance is you don't wear synthetic clothing, which he happened to be doing.
Oh.
Well, what ended up happening was she turned into a giant fireball and went running.
She was a professional?
She ended up being fine. She was, but she was intoxicated, which is one of those things you shouldn't do.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Never spin fire intoxicated. Don't wear synthetic clothing.
It is literally burned up right in front of you.
It was wild because her clothes completely melted off of her. She was a fireball for a second, and I had to run and tackle the naked fireball.
Nice.
And smother her out.
Was it worth it?
She was fine. Surprisingly few burns.
Really?
Yeah. We had a naked flaming person running around for a little bit there.
Oh my God. Something out of a movie.
And you felt it that like you had to step up and play the hero here, huh?
I had to go tackle a naked fireball running around so that bad happened.
Now, did she explain like how she got in that position? Because if you're a pro, you don't make a rookie mistake like what kind of fabric you're wearing. So she just came, maybe she woke up too late, still drunk. She's like, oh no, I got to grab my fire twirling stuff and get to work.
It was yeah, I don't know. There was a major brain fart there.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we appreciate you being on the show. I hope you have a great morning. I got time for one more. And Nathan over here has been waiting on hold forever to tell us about his naked story. What do you got for us, man?
I happened to be just shopping around and I heard a bunch of commotion. And I'm very curious. I ended up going down this store, like this hallway inside the store, and by his dressing rooms, and yep, there was a just naked as a jaybird guy who I guess had been flashing himself in front of a lot of the customers.
Ew.
And stuff.
Oh my God.
And I don't know if you know this, but if you yell really loud at a naked person, just a big like hey, you know,
yeah.
They tend to freak out, and he started running,
yeah.
And I don't know what came over me, but I started chasing him because, you know, I've got daughters. I don't want this dude to get away with it. So I chased him down, and I was like 2 weeks clean of smoking, so I have this new, fresh, lung capacity.
You're a hero.
I mean, I'm not going to pat myself on the back for that one.
You can.
Because I tackled him.
Yeah.
And after I tackled him, we just kind of held him down. He kept screaming that he had some, like, rug burn.
Yeah.
You know, from a little carpet area where I tackled him from.
Oh,
and
man.
I did kind of tell him, like, you know, what would protect you from rug burn is usually clothes.
If you had to pick a country cat that had the best booty representation as far as women and amazing big booties, who would you pick first in the world?
Probably South Africa.
Did you read this morning?
I did.
You did. So South Africa has the biggest booties per capita.
Good for them. You know, big butts mean you're healthy. Did you know that?
I believe it.
Yeah. They say big butt people never have to go to the doctor.
I don't know if I believe that.
I never go.
South African women have, for circumference, the biggest butts in the world.
Love it.
Per person.
The U.S. is like, are we even in the top 10?
Nope.
No.
United States nor Canada made the top 10. Oh, Canada, sorry, number 9.
Wow.
So Canadian booties are better big booties than American big booties.
Does this mean, it doesn't mean better big booties. It just means bigger booties.
There's just more to hang on to.
Yeah.
Russia makes the list. Argentina was number 2. Where do we always see the infomercials from? The Brazilian butt lift?
Yeah.
Brazil doesn't make the list of top 10.
That's crazy. Sweden.
Sweden's up
at
there.
Number 3, the chocolate.
All the Grecian hotties represent at number 4.
You
but,
like a good handful? Are you a butt guy?
I'm probably not a butt guy, but I would prefer a big one to a little one.
Yeah.
You can't. I think they kind of casually call it mom prom, but it's your like special lady dance kind of thing.
That's so cute.
In case your mom isn't around or whatever. I mean, there's always these, you know, life circumstances that pop up. So my wife was super excited about this whole weekend. And so was my son. And as we're planning all of this, or at least as they're planning it, I'm being told my role was to drive them there,
mm-hmm.
wait for them, drive them home. Well, game day, everything changes. We have my 16-year-old drop us off at my son's house, where they've got a keg and they're, you know, we're outside standing around on the lawn, all these moms and dads and you know, graduating seniors and stuff like that. And then they go, and at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
yeah.
they go to their little dance thing. They're 4 o'clock. I was told just go wait at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't know anybody that you're with?
Well, I knew some of the dads, but a couple of them weren't doing what I was supposed to be doing or what I was told to be doing. So they like went home for 5 hours.
Yeah. Why didn't you do that?
Well, I didn't know that was an option. The way it was laid out for me was you go to the bar with all the other dads mm-hmm. and you just kind of hang out until we're done with dinner and the dance. And then we'll meet you at the bar.
Okay.
So I went to the bar by myself for 5 hours. And just kind of watch TV.
And you're that guy.
As much as it might be okay for you, it was not good for me. I had, my brain was spinning so fast just sitting there. And then I start talking to another dad. And I mean, eventually it was a good day and everything. But
you should have snuggled up to a local. Their stories are epic.
I will never probably be that guy. And I know, like, you know, when you grow up and you're like, I just want to be a local. I just want to be like Norm from Cheers
mm-hmm.
and walk in and everyone. I'm like, I was so bored just sitting there watching, you know, golf on TV at the bar. I don't know if I could pull that off. Guys that can, you have a special thing that works in your brain that just doesn't associate with me.
They're social people.
I'm just as good having a beer at home and staring out my front window.
I'm very surprised you didn't catch an Uber home.
It was, it really didn't even cross my mind. I just knew I had to wait out Trisha and Peyton. And then they got there and everything was fine. And we had a few drinks that night. And then our son came and picked us up. But it was just, for those of you that can just do stuff by yourself.
Yeah.
Whew.
Can I tell you a bar joke?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been wanting to do this for a while. Okay. A grasshopper walks into the bar and the bartender says, "Hey, we have a shot named after you." And he goes, "You have a shot named Steve?" Oh my God. Do you get it?
I do.
Okay.
big cash energy. Thanks to St. Cloud Toyota and 104.7 KCLD. Guess the secret sound and win.
We subtly give it up for Cassie, who's caller number 10 this morning. We welcome her to the show.
You feeling lucky, Cassie, on a Monday?
I think I might be, yes.
Okay. I like this. You put in the time. You've been listening to all the incorrect guesses. You let the jackpot grow to $1,500. So here is the same secret sound still, Cassie. There's one more listen. Now you got plans for this money? Is it already spent?
Not quite yet, no.
I love it. What are you going to do fun with it then?
I want to take my kids somewhere, but I'm not quite sure where yet.
Well, it's a good start on a whole bunch of fun. The secret sound is ready for your guess, Cassie. So, what is that?
I want to say, is it changing the filter on a furnace?
Is this changing the filter on a furnace? Okay. What would lead you to think that, though?
Just with all the clues that we're given, the hot and cold one, and
yeah.
For $1,500, gentlemen, is this changing a furnace filter? And is Cassie taking her kids on a really fun vacation for $1,500? Congratulations.
You had a couple of staycations.
Awesome. Right
there.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You did all the work. We're just here pressing the buttons. That makes us so happy. Congratulations.
So was it that time?
Thank you.
To change yours, and then you're like, oh my God. Oh my God, that's it.
And, you know, I just started thinking about the different stuff that it could be with the hot and cold, yeah. And I'm like, all right.
You heard a couple seconds ago, Cassie win the secret sound for $1,500. That means a brand new secret sound is underway. If you want it, just text the word secret to 251-1047. When we get back live on the air Tuesday morning, we'll give you more chances for even more money. Right now, let's wrap up the podcast. Right now, what does Liam want to do with his future?
He is Division I in his head basketball. If that doesn't work, we are encouraging him. So we have this studio set up downstairs. We have really great equipment. And I told him, put on the computer a YouTube of a game and just sit there in the Vox Pro and just do play-by-play. Because he will watch an NBA game with Derek and he knows his stuff. It's like actually kind of impressive.
So maybe sports broadcasting?
Yeah. And so I said, you know, the more you practice now, it's going to be a breeze when you get there. So.
If you've had this discussion with your child, odds are, I mean, they want to do something. Most kids, you know, they want to be a pro athlete and stuff like that. But then when the rubber meets the road, they got to go and probably get a real job. And when we got this call from Allison on Friday at the end of the show, I was a little bit shocked about what she was just trying to tell us. And I don't think she knows how to react to her son. I want to play this back for you. Now listen to this.
So my son's 18. He's a senior in high school. He's actually about to graduate this year.
Very cool.
Yeah. I'm really proud of him, but he recently, my ex-husband thought he would take him out for a fun trip on his 18th birthday. And what I found out later was that fun trip was to a strip club.
Oh,
so, okay.
Well, I guess he's 18. That's a thing, right?
I guess it's a thing, but it's definitely not the thing I had in mind for my son's 18th birthday.
Okay. I don't think I would want my husband and son to go. I wouldn't want my son to be put in that position where he's like watching his dad really loving to watch other naked women aside from his mom. I feel like this is the son goes out with his friends type of outing, you know?
I mean, it's just, it's disgusting. And, but now my son, like my son's always been very much into music. He's very creative. He's been in band, you know, he tinkers around with music, I guess. I don't really understand it, but now he's saying he wants to be a DJ. Because there was a DJ at the strip club that he was talking to for a little bit.
So okay. He's about ready to graduate high school, and his career path is strip club DJ. That's what he wants to do?
That's what he said. And I said, well, why not be a DJ like at a club or friends? And he was telling me the strippers tip him out and he can make a lot of money this way. And I think he should, I don't know, go to college and maybe study music there, or, you know, have a real job with a real career path.
Okay, so I think most of us as parents would have probably taken the same angle. We want you to have like a career. Like to me,
right,
there's a job and there's a career. Job is, hey, maybe my girlfriend is working at the club and I'll be the strip club DJ.
Listen,
or I'll do this to pay off a little bit of my student loans.
I can speak to this. My husband, that is where his first gig was. Okay. He worked at not Sugar Daddy's, but one a little bit down the road. And he said it was soul crushing. Like he thought it was going to be the most fun he's ever had in his life. Boobs everywhere. But he said the girls had some demons and it was just, it was fun for about a week. And then you're like, oh no, where am I?
See, Brianna, I appreciate your text, but I think I'm calling BS on this. She said, I would react just like I would react to any other job, saying, go for it. You're talented, smart, beautiful, handsome. You have every right to do whatever you want. I think that's great to tell the people at the radio station.
Yeah.
But I think if your 18-year-old kid came home today and said, I'm not going to college, I'm not going to learn a trade, I'm just going to DJ at the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
I think most moms and dads would have a problem with this, right?
I would. I would not. I'd even go as far as to say I wouldn't allow it. You know, I'd have to say.
Can't stop them when they're 18, man.
You got to figure out, well, where are you living? Are you living at home? As long as you're living here, you got to find a different way. There's a different way to get used to the microphone and have fun and play music. So, and you have an in. You're a listener. Have them come and see if we can, you know, get them a job here.
If you are Allison, you would just say, no, this isn't an option. As long as you're living here, you can't be a strip club DJ.
Can you help me?
Is other people's problems. It's kind of our group therapy segment on the show where people just got stuff they want to talk about. And I think a lot of the appeal to a lot of people is that we get some really good suggestions from listeners that have probably been through something like this, or maybe it has to deal with what they're trained in, what their profession is. So you're kind of getting some free help.
Yeah. And I think that when you look in a loved one's phone or their search history on their Google Chrome, you need to brace yourself because you may know somebody that you come home to every single day, but do you really know them?
That's why we bring Amanda onto the show. So you want to just start from the beginning and let everybody know what we're talking about?
Okay, don't judge too hard, but I was going through his laptop and I sort of saw he was looking up some freaky stuff. And, you know, our intimate life is a little bit vanilla, so I was kind of questioning, like, okay, he's looking up threesomes, he's looking up ball gags, and I'm like, this is not him, there's no way. I don't want him to know I'm digging through his stuff.
Do you not want him to know that you're digging through his stuff, because then you're gonna have to do some of this stuff to make him happy? Or has he ever told you he wanted to incorporate this stuff?
Never. This is like a huge shock to me, so I wouldn't mind bringing it up, but I just don't. He's going to be like, oh, you're so spot on. Like, you go through my things, and I just don't want to be that wife.
I feel he's got one of two reactions, like, oh, my God, the pressure's off, let's go. And then all of a sudden, you guys have this crazy, spicy bedroom thing going on. Or you're right, he's going to be like, why are you looking at my stuff?
Maybe it ignites something really great. Like, what if you say, like, let's try some new stuff, and then he'll start to realize like what he can and cannot do, and it might add that spice factor. I don't know what you're waiting for.
So you're saying I should try to, like, what should I do?
We have to be ginger with this, because I know you don't want him to know that you were looking on his stuff.
What I'm willing to bet is you're not the first person this has happened to, so let's float this out there and see if anybody else has any recommendations, because I've never been through this, so I can't really give you any, any help. But
there might be a lot of couples out there that had a vanilla situation going on. How did they start to spice some stuff up?
You missed what Amanda was talking to us about a couple of seconds ago.
I was going through his laptop, and I sort of saw he was looking up some freaky stuff.
And she said, basically, their relationship is what she said is a little vanilla.
Yeah.
So she wants to know, should I even bring this up to him? And maybe at the hopes that we have a little bit more spicy fun.
So Naomi was kind of on the same route as me in the sense that she said Amanda should understand that maybe he just likes looking at that stuff, but he would never want to do it, which could be it. I mean, how many times do you read your smut novels and you're like, oh my God, that's so hot, but it's not something that would interest me personally to do. But then she said, on a side note, my sister found info on her man's search history on how to dispose of a cat's body. Not just one search, dozens of searches on how to dispose of a cat's body. I don't think I'd ever want to go through Derek's.
That's a bad idea, I think, on all ends. Yeah. Michael had texted in, don't ever embarrass him by telling him you looked. That's his private time.
Yeah.
None of your business.
I kind of agree. I would say
I think I agree up to the point where if it's something illegal,
yeah,
like if it was like how to dismember a body of your coworker who drives whatever, like it gets very specific.
Were you about to say a Kia Sorento?
Yep. But like it gets to the point where like somebody could be really endangered.
Yeah.
Then I think you have to say something, right?
I agree with you. I think that everyone is allowed to be freaky in their mind. I don't think you should shame him at all, unless it starts to lead to weird stuff. And then you think maybe he starts to stray. But I think everyone is allowed to be a little freaky.
Most people are saying you probably don't want to say anything right now unless you really think it's going to lead to something great. So until you're sure, you probably want to be hush hush. Your thoughts? Text them to us.
What's trending? What's trending?
Listen, this weekend was so gorgeous. Oh my gosh. It was beautiful to walk outside and it was warm and the sun was out and the vitamin D just does something to you. Did you know that there's something called, and it's trending today on TikTok, the April Theory?
April Theory is when life starts to get good. Spring is starting in April. The weather gets nicer. Energy just shifts. I don't know about you guys, but I felt it. So if you've been feeling really stagnant in life, trust me, this is the month when things are gonna get really good for you. Things are warming up just in time for summer. This is when the little buds on the trees come. January, February, and March was all preparation for what is about to happen in April.
Does that make you feel a little bit better? I know that you are just ready for summer days.
I just am not good with being inside. I just don't do well inside. And I mean, when we get a 6-month winter, it's usually just like everyone's just itching to get out right now.
Well, everyone is looking forward to something that is going to be happening this summer. In just one word, what is it? You could write baby. Maybe you have a baby coming, a wedding. Maybe you're going on a camping trip. What is it? Just one word. Go ahead and text us because the April Theory is what's trending.